In the six-way race for two Hainesboro Assembly seats, there are two clear winners. They include an author and the publisher of the local newspaper. Heather Lundy and Tom Morfitt were the top vote getters in preliminary results from Tuesday's municipal election. Voters had lots of choices this election. Six candidates with a wide range of views and experience put their names in the running for assembly. One issue that seemed to spark more interest both among candidates and among voters is the $30 million plus small boat harbor expansion. The project is meant to provide better facilities for the town's fishing industry. Here's resident Connie Allen outside the polls Tuesday.
It's very vital to our survival as a town.
But many residents have spoken out against components of the project, like a steel wave barrier and an expanded parking lot. The harbor project was on Jim Wilson's mind when he voted Tuesday afternoon.
The way that they want to extend the breakwater might not be the best alternative. And likewise, if I go to the Lookout Park, I'd like to look out over Lynn Canal, not a parking lot.
Based on who was elected, those who have reservations about the harbor expansion seem to have come to the polls in stronger numbers. Here's Heather Lundy shortly after she found out she earned 483 votes Tuesday night.
I would like to see us get the harbor issue somehow to the people on a ballot. I think it was pretty clear that that was, especially with both Tom and I being elected and the way the campaign went, that's something that it looks like people would like.
Tom Morfitt garnered the second most amount of votes at 423. During his campaign, he proposed the borough hold an advisory vote to gauge public support of the harbor project's major components. That way, Morfitt says, the assembly can draw on that input as decisions about the project come up.
I'd like to see the numbers. I'd like to see where the community lines up.
Some harbor proponents have said the time has come and gone for people to give input. The Ports and Harbors Committee, which spearheaded the expansion, had dozens of open meetings while planning the project. Morfitt thinks the assembly should learn from this experience and formalize in borough code a better public process for this type of major project.
You know, when you go to spend that much money of public money, it's the obligation of the leadership to go to the public and say, is this what you want? And I think that's what didn't happen here and how it kind of got wrapped around the axe on it.
Morfitt has worked as a reporter and editor at the Haines newspaper, the Chilkat Valley News, for decades. He took over ownership of the paper a few years ago. Now he'll go from scrutinizing the assembly to serving on it.
Yeah, it's going to be an education for me, being on the other side of the questions and the other side of the criticism.
Morfitt hopes to sell the paper to a local buyer as soon as possible. Both Morfitt and Lundy complimented the other candidates, Ryan Cook, Leonard Dubber, Judy Erickson, and Diana Lapham, for the debate and ideas they contributed. Lundy specifically thanked Assemblywoman Lapham, whose bid for re-election fell short Tuesday with 363 votes.
She's gone to a lot of meetings and worked really hard, and I think she deserves a lot of thanks.
As for Lapham, she says just because she lost her assembly seat doesn't mean she's going away. She says Lundy and Morfitt's election changes the balance on the assembly in a way that concerns her.
We have a somewhat of a liberal assembly. I don't feel that there's a true representation on the assembly for, the working man, for the people that want to see some good, responsible development in Haines.
She predicts that the tie votes that happened fairly regularly on the old assembly will be rare on the new one.
What people fail to realize is ties can be good because you do not necessarily, this community is not like-minded. Everyone has their own opinions. They are passionate about their opinions.
But Lundy has a different perspective. She says, talking to voters, she was surprised by how much people agree on.
I do think we have more of a consensus in Haines than kind of the party line has led us to believe.
Outside the polling station Tuesday, voter Paul Gaines said whoever is elected, he hopes they can see both sides of an issue and figure out a way to work for everyone. Election results will be certified October 25th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.